Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, Temple Owls 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
This is Brian Bosworth, a.k.a. The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-hoo! Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience, Temple Owls 2022 season preview. Who? I can't wait to talk Temple Owl football. If you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, my name is Colby Swiggin Database Dan, a.k.a. Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Little malfunction on the keyboard here, but I'm excited to talk Temple Owl football with you. Man, that Pick Dundee loves the Owls. I want them to come back up. Just a few years ago, they had this thing going. I don't know what has happened, but perhaps we can get things going because this is the Temple Owls. Do I need to go? Oh, I mean, look, this team, not that long ago, Matt Rhule had this team really winning. They were beating Penn State. They were beating some really quality teams. I remember that huge game they had against Notre Dame. I mean, this is a rich program. They've had a lot of greats coach there. Play there. Look, player. They've had what? Who's coach there now? Stan Drayton's the new guy. But remember Ed Foley in that awesome press conference? Remember Pop fucking Warner? Pop Warner used to coach it with the Temple Owls. But Al Golden, Matt Rhule, Bruce Arians. You can go on and on and on. Jeff Collins. They've had some real success there, and especially, you know, of late they've had success, not last year, but late they've had success. Can they make it work? I have long lobbied. They need a stadium on campus. They got to get a stadium on campus. Excitement will help. But look, come on, let's get this program rolling. They produce pros too. I mean, you can go Robbie Anderson's on the Carolina Panthers. Muhammad Wilkerson with the New York Jets was a force for a while. I mean, Todd Bowles. I remember watching Todd Bowles with the Washington Redskins, and he was a force. You can go on and on about who they've had, essentially. Paul Palmer. I remember those Paul Palmer years. Henry Burris at quarterback. This is something that Trey Johnson, Lance Johnston. I mean, you go on and on. Who was it? Leslie Shepard for the Redskins as well. Stacey Mack. Todd McNair. You go on and on and on. But I mean, this is a sleeping giant if they get their shit together. They got, I mean, it's a private school, sure. But if they want to be good, They can with the NIL era. They're in Philadelphia. I know they haven't cared about college football playing at the link that much, but I still think potentially long-term invest in the right coach. And maybe it's Dan Drayton. Things can work out. Now with NIL, you are in a large city. I know right now they don't care about it, but winning cures everything. I guarantee you that Philadelphia loves football. All right. They love the Philadelphia Eagles. They love the Philadelphia Stars in the '80s in the USFL. And I think they might like them if they go back to the USFL, you know, back to the home stadium there, perhaps just over time, have a winner and pay the winner. Like if Rule's still there, who knows? But I do think, you know, in basketball too, you know, John Chaney's gone and we'll see that. And remember, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience as well. Cause we love, Temple Owl basketball. I think it's a big year for Aaron McKee. But I think this program really could become something. It just needs to invest. All right. College football today is not college football of yesterday. There's radical change going on. You're in a gigantic city. Take advantage of that. Take advantage of that. I'm excited to see what Stan Drayton can do. I know it's a tough, I mean, last year I was not excited. Well, when they hired Rod Carey, I wasn't really crazy about the hire. I thought he kind of had dropped the NIU program. It was kind of living off of some of the other coaches, but so you went wrong there. But prior to that, they had been hiring good hires. So maybe Stan Drayton, who comes over, you know, I didn't know who Stan Drayton was, to tell you the truth. He was a running backs coach at Texas. Texas wasn't very good last year. He was assistant head coach too, but I mean, he was at Texas for 4 years. So I like Tom Herman. I believe in Tom Herman, and you know he stayed the course to Sarkisian. Prior to that, he was with the Chicago Bears. Prior to that, he was with the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Florida Gators back in 2010. Syracuse in 2009, Tennessee Vols in 2008, Florida at when they won the national championship. I believe what. 05 to 07 was that? I believe that was the Urban Meyer era. Or maybe that was 7 and 8. I don't remember. But I mean, the guys also had stops at Mississippi State, the Green Bay Packers, Villanova, Penn. He played at Allegheny. So he's familiar with the area. It's a very interesting hire. I know he kind of walks into a disaster. If you look back at last season, man, out the gate, they get smacked by Rutgers and Greg Schiano by what, 47 points. They did win the next three of the next four. They beat Akron at Akron decisively. They lost to Boston College 28-3, but then they took care of Wagner and they beat Memphis at the link. And right then you're thinking, hey, maybe Rod Carey's going to pull it out, you know, but then the ass whoopings came left after right. Cincinnati beats them 52-3, South Florida 34-14. UCF 49-7, ECU 45-3, Houston 37-8, Tulsa 44-10, Navy 38-14. I mean, the wheels completely fell off, and now they're in this spot where Stan Drayton comes in, and I think he's going to be able to, like, with me not knowing, I've never seen this guy being a head coach before. He's never been a head coach, so not knowing that, but I do think there has been some good backs that he's produced. He's been at some successful stops, so maybe, just maybe, this could be a really good hire. He's familiar with the area. If they just want to invest, and I challenge them to invest, if you're a Temple football fan, invest. I'm telling you, if you own a business, I just think they could be really, really good long term if they put their money, if they do this smart. I think it could be a great investment for the university. I think the university could make a ton of money. Just play your cards right. Last year was 3-9. It's going to be a tall order to see if they can do that again. You know, I know last year was a disappointment, but Drayton's walking in, brand new offensive coordinator, brand new defensive coordinator. We're going to see if this thing can work. Last year, they were the 126th scoring offense in the country. They were 117th in rush offense, 110th in the pass offense, 125th in total offense. Now the new offensive coordinator is Danny Langsdorf. Danny Langsdorf played quarterback at Boise State back in the 90s. He was at Colorado as the passing game coordinator last year. Now Colorado was horrible in the passing game coordinator, but I'm not going to blame Danny Langsdorf for that because Colorado had JT Shrout tear his ACL a week before the season. And they had some transfers out right in that month of August or Sam Neuer was the one that went to Oregon State. So all of a sudden they're starting a freshman in Brandon Lewis. If you track Langsdorf's history, you know, he was at Boise State. After that, from a coaching point of view, was at Cal Lutheran, then Oregon State, Edmonton Eskimos in the CFL, then the New Orleans Saints, the Oregon State Beavers. And he was there when Oregon State had a lot of success. The New York Giants, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, the Oregon Ducks in 18, Fresno State in 19 when they won the Mountain West, and then the Colorado Buffaloes. So interesting hire. We'll see if that can work out. And obviously you can't be much worse offensively than a year ago. Now you bring seven starters back, and one of them is quarterback Dewan Mathis. It was not that long ago. Now Mathis, he struggled last year. There's no other way to cut it. But Dewan Mathis was a big time recruit by the Georgia Bulldogs. He started the season a few years ago against Arkansas. I remember watching that. He was a big time recruit. He's talented. If they can maximize on his talents and help develop this kid, maybe that could work out. Now, I don't know if he'll be the starter. I think he will be. But they also bring in Quincy Patterson from North Dakota State. Quincy Patterson, you know, just won an FCS championship at North Dakota State. He was kind of used as their running quarterback. They brought him in on special packages, but Patterson was previously at Virginia Tech. Both these kids were decent recruits. So if they have some depth now too, if one of them gets dinged up, they've got some starts under their belt. If they can make this thing work out in this offense with Langsdorf, maybe we're sleeping on the Temple Owls. Running back wise, Darvon Hubbard transfers in, or Darvin Hubbard transfers in from Texas A&M. And I think that is a pretty good get. Drayton obviously has a great history with running backs. He also got Jakari Norwood to transfer in from Illinois, and they still have Edward Sadie and Trey Blair. So they got four running backs that I think could be somewhat successful in this offense. Receiving wise, they're bringing two or three back. Ahmed Anderson and Jose Barden. Barben is back. Those two wideouts, obviously the passing game was horrible last year, but at least you have some, a little bit of familiarity with playing there. They do return tight end David Martin Robinson. They also have Jordan Smith. If they can get anything out of the passing, I do think the run game is going to set up the passing game. So we'll see about that success. Now on the offensive line, they're only bringing back their tackles. So just two of five. At least if you were to tell me we were only bringing back whatever school you could imagine, just say Colby, your coach, what would you want to return back if you could only choose two on the offensive line? I think I would choose the tackles. Maybe you say center, but I think I would choose the tackles. So considering you're only bringing two back, at least it's your tackles. I still think the offense is going to probably really struggle, especially out the gate, switching to another offense. And then I still worry about the passing game. I think the run game might actually be successful, but I also think defenses will key in on the run game. So the passing game could be very important. Defensively, defense coordinator is DJ Elliott. And I know DJ Elliott because he was at Colorado not that long ago, not recently, but with Mike McIntyre, I believe his last season there. DJ Elliott was also at Kentucky, I believe Florida State, and I believe Kansas. I think he's a decent hire. I think he's a decent hire at the defensive coordinating spot. Seven starters are back on defense. Now, last year, they were 122nd in scoring defense, 121st in rush defense, fifth in pass defense, fifth, 82nd overall. But you got to remember, most teams were just running it down their fucking throat. But at the same time, the pass defense was still solid when they did go to the air. Now, two or three back on the D line, led by Darian Varner, two of four back in the linebacking core, led by Jordan McGee, three of four in the secondary. And it's interesting. Cameron Rees coming in, the Northwestern transfer, and then Keyshawn Paul at the cornerback spot. Those guys, I think could give them a solid foundation in the secondary. Kicker Rory Bell is back. They are breaking in a new punter. I just don't, the team, I actually think the secondary will probably be solid again. The run defense, who knows how fast can Elliott fix it or improve it? And then the pass game on offense. So as a team, they're kind of an interesting team. I think it's probably going to be a building year, but maybe they can catch a few teams sleeping. Maybe they can. We're going to talk transfer portal. We're going to talk what Las Vegas expects from the Temple Owls. this season. You know, if you're not watching on YouTube, I know if you're on YouTube, remember, folks, subscribe to the College Experience on YouTube. The College Football Experience and the College Basketball Experience is together as one on YouTube as the College Experience. But yeah, we're going to talk what Las Vegas expects, and we're going to go game by game on the schedule here on the College Football Experience and see what Temple can do and maybe where you should put your money when it comes to regarding the Owls. But first, I want to tell you that the Temple Owls 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all the major sports books. It's pretty fantastic, too. You can compare the different signup codes and promo codes from sportsbook to sportsbook to assure that you get the best deal possible. The app also provides player stats, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather for bettors who make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker. So, you know, I know for me, I start gambling on some of the, especially like you get into November and this year, even worse, you get the World Cup. So you're like betting. I got some money on the NFL game, Thursday night NFL game. Oh, wait, I got some money on a Thursday night college basketball game. Oh, I got some money on a Thursday night college football game, too. And I got, wait, there's an NBA game going on. Wait, and the World Cup's coming to it and the NHL's happening. You know what I mean? So it will keep track of all that. Yes, I'm a degen, but I'm saying that's fantastic. I've always wanted something like that. And that's what they provide. Go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. We're also brought to you by Run Your Pool. And this is fantastic here. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans in their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game like you can think of, like under the sun. Seriously, everything you can pick 'em, Survivor, fantasy pools. It's a one-stop shop for sports gambling and customizable features, essentially. That you really won't get anywhere else. We've teamed up, us here at SGPN have teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official SGPN NFL Survivor contest. It's free to enter, and some amazing prizes are going to be given away and announced very soon. So hop in now to reserve your spot. Get in over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survivor. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper's the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. And you probably already have a fantasy league on there. I know I do. They just passed 4 million users. So they mean business. And now you could win on Sleeper by playing their brand new over under game, which is really awesome. Cause first in any sport, you choose two or more players you like, and you can pick the over or the under on their stat projection. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to 20 times the amount of money you're putting in. And with NFL season right around, you know, right around the corner, Sleeper is the first sports contest game to built into the fantasy experience. You know, they've really done this thing. It's absolutely fantastic. You can even join, like, if you're with a few buddies, say you're just bored. I got to watch this game. You know, I got to watch, say it's a bad game. It's the only one. It's prime time. You're sucked there. Jags, Titans. And you're saying, oh, this game kind of sucks, but why not? You can have a group button here where you and your buddies can be betting money within the group on stat projections. It's absolutely fantastic. So on your mobile phone right now, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Once again, automatically matching your first deposit up to $100. Check it out. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at SGPN Studios, we use IP Vanish VPN. It makes it truly easy to stay private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communications, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's really that simple. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP to claim 70% off. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right. We are back talking Owls football. Who do they get in the transfer portal is what everyone's saying in college football 2022. We know the we've been doing this shit for years, previewing all 130 teams. This year it's 131, but a couple of years ago, the transfer portal wasn't this insane. So we didn't even really factor on every team. Now it's like, no, you have to. So especially with the coaching turnover, you know, so let's get to what they brought in. I alluded to this earlier, quarterback Quincy Patterson from North Dakota State. I think that's a great get. It gives them depth, even if he doesn't start. I even think he could start. So keep an eye out on that. They brought an offensive tackle, Peace Ado, probably butchering that name, Adado, probably from Duke. So getting some power five talent in there, especially on the offensive line. You know, you want to run the ball when you hire a running back coach. Running back Jakari Norwood from Illinois, running back Darvin Hubbard from A&M. Those are great gets to me. That's, you got a deep running back room now. Offensive tackle James Feminu. I can't talk. He's from the Houston Cougars. He comes in. Wide receiver Adonis Sanders from Georgia Tech. Defensive lineman Joseph Apaya-Darkwa from Penn State. And wide receiver Ian Stewart from Michigan State. It was a freshman, and I think he's going to start for the Owls. Punter Mackenzie Morgan from Weber State. Weber State keeps a good FCS program. Cornerback Dominic Hill from South Carolina. I think all these guys, for the most part, maybe a couple of the tackles might not start. Maybe they will. I'm not sure. We got to see in camp. But I think a lot of the other guys are going to start day one for the Temple Owls. Now I got to touch base on what they lost, because that's what we do here. We're grading the portal. They did lose wide receiver Ronnie Stevenson to the portal. Defensive end Tyreek Young to the portal. They lost cornerback Garrett Williams to Fordham. They lost linebacker Audley Isaacs to Tarleton State. They lost running back Kyle Dobbins to the Western Illinois Leathernecks. They lost quarterback Matthew Duncan to Trinity Valley Community College. They lost cornerback Andrew Garwo to the UT Martin Skyhawks. They lost, I know a lot of these are at D2 FCS, but still a lot of losses here. Safety Chauncey Moore to Alabama State. Quarterback Kamal Gray went to Stetson. Now they did lose punter Adam Berry to the Oregon Ducks, and he punted a lot last year, so that's a big loss. They also lost the likes of Justin Lynch, brother of Jordan Lynch, formerly the quarterback of Northern Illinois. He went home. He transferred back to Northern Illinois, so a little bit of experience lost in that loss. Safety MJ Griffin. This was a huge loss because he went to Louisville, and he was one of their better players. Also, wide receiver Jaden Blue transferred to Virginia Tech. Defensive lineman Nick Bags went to South Florida. Rial Mitchell, their quarterback, who got a little bit of burn, he went to the San Diego, the Toreros. And linebacker Thomas Joe Kamara went to Monmouth with the Hawks. Overall, though, I think they won the portal. Yes, they lost more than they gained, but I think what they brought in is all going to be additions to this team that we will see, for the most part, pay off game one. So I'm going to say they won the portal. It'll be interesting to watch the quarterback race, whether Mathis or Patterson, see who gets the start when week one comes around. And speaking of which, if you're subscribed on YouTube, like I said, you'll see right now, if you're watching, shout out to the SGPN graphics team, but 2.5 wins is what we're projecting the Temple Owls to do. That's not much. That's obviously less than last year. And I feel like that's hard considering last year, I thought they were pretty fucking awful, but hey, 2.5 wins. Stan Drayton, year one. Let's see. Let's hop to the schedule. Now, first, let me get you the juice on that. See what Vegas is thinking. The over is at -140, the under at +120. So Vegas actually leaning towards a 3-9 season from the Owls. I'll say this. Week one, Friday night, September 2nd. They are playing at Wallace Wade Stadium, and they're playing a brand new coach as well, and Mike Elko with the Duke Blue Devils. I actually think this is the most important game on the season for the way the season could go. There's two spots. I guess I'll save my most important game to the end of September. But this is a gigantic game because if there's one time you could catch Duke, I mean, not Duke's not a powerhouse, but I think Mike Elko is a good coach. He's kind of proven to be a great defensive coordinator. And they have won these games you know, I feel like Duke against the group of five, for the most part, they've kind of taken care of business. I know they lost to Charlotte last year, but in the Cutcliffe era, they did. Now there, it's a Cutcliffe been there a long time. So the turnover, it's great to catch Duke right there. And two new coaches, if there's any time you would want to play Duke, in my opinion, if you're a Temple, it would be on Friday, September 2nd. So this is a interesting game to me. Very interesting game. I'm taking Duke because of the talent. I think is better at down there in Durham than in Philadelphia right now. And I think Elko's a little more proven as a coach, but if you could steal that one, it would be fantastic. And I do think it is a winnable game. I'm taking Duke though. I got them 0-1. Then the Lafayette Leopards come to town, man, my Leopards. I watched them last year, put it on in the Georgetown Hoyas. They were just 3-8 last year. That's a win for Temple. Any way you cut it, they can't afford to lose that game. That is a win though. 1-1 through the first 2 weeks. Then they host Rutgers at the Link. Man, Temple needs to get a stadium on campus. Get a stadium on campus. But Rutgers is going to wax you again. So hopefully you can keep it closer. I got Rutgers just handling the business there. So 1-2. And then this is my game of the year here. And this is my sling game of the year. And look, it's college football season, which means you need the unbeatable coverage of Sling. Sling TV, starting at $35 a month. Sling has all the big games from the biggest channels like ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, SEC Network, ACC Network, Fox, the Big Ten Network, all for the best price. And you can stream on any device. You can record up to 50 hours with included DVR space, and you can pause or change your service at any time. Check out sling.com for special offers. Sling, the live TV you love for a price you'll love. Try us today. Sling. This is my sling game of the year right here, because I think this is a very important game. You look at UMass a season ago, you know, now they're hosting UMass. So UMass coming down to Philadelphia, but I do like that Don Brown hire. He's been there before. And I think he's had success. I mean, I know he's had success there. Now the question is how fast can he get success going there? You look at UMass a season ago, their only win was against UConn. Call me crazy here. This is a huge game. And if you're going to hit your over, this has got to be a must win for the Temple Owls. With that said, I actually like Don Brown's scenario. I think he actually is coming into a little more talent. Now, I will say Drayton getting the transfers he got could be the difference, but I think I'm going to take UMass to take down Temple, on Saturday, September 24th. So I got Temple at 1-3 through the first month of September. Then on October 1st, they head to the Liberty Bowl to take on the Memphis Tigers. I think that's going to be a loss, because even though I think Memphis, they got him a year ago, Silverfield, it's a big year for him. It's in the Liberty Bowl, too much offense by the Tigers. So 1-4. And then they got a bye week and they head to the Moon Bounce to take on UCF on a Thursday night. That's not a good scenario. 1-5. Then they take on the Tulsa Golden Hurricane on a Friday night at the Link. This is a sleepy game. I mean, I think Tulsa's just a much better team, but it's traveling far above. That's a far trip. So maybe the Owls can mess with them. However, I am taking Tulsa. Then comes a road trip to Annapolis to take on the Navy Midshipmen. I'm taking Navy there. Okay. And then here's your one. Here's your chance if you were to somehow win that UMass game and you get South Florida, who I think is going to be better this year. I think it's going to be Jeff Scott's most talented team. However, if they suck this year, which is possible, he might be fired by this point, and you might have a team that quits. And even if he's not fired, this is going to be cold at the Link November 5th. It's kids from Florida. This is the one you could potentially steal. With that said, though, I am taking South Florida. Then comes a game at Houston. That's not a good matchup. This final three game stretch is brutal. At Houston, that's a loss. Home to Cincinnati, that's a loss. And home to East Carolina, I think that's a loss as well. I got this team, unfortunately, maybe 2-10. I think it's going to be, maybe you could talk me into between Duke, UMass, and South Florida, they steal one. But I think, gun to my head, I got this team 1-11. I could be wrong here. I'm rooting for the Temple Owls to get back up off the floor. Come on, let's get this program going again, all for basketball and for football. This team, this program should be better. Hopefully this hire works out. And like I said, with NIL and that Cosby money, I know they don't want that right now, but I'm saying this school's rich. Come on, get some money in there. Let's get some players going. All right. Let's see how Temple can do. I'm on the under though. I'm taking the under on the 2.5. I know that sounds crazy. That UMass game, circle that. If you're taking the over or if you're betting the under like me, circle that UMass game. It's going to put that on a television on Saturday, September 24th. That's going to be a big time game for your over under. So folks, I'm on the under. Subscribe to the College Football Experience as we break down all 131 college football teams. We've been doing this for years. If you hop on over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, we'd certainly appreciate it. If you say some kind things about us, we'd certainly appreciate it. And if you do that, take a screenshot of your review. Find me on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Show us that. And we're going to enter you in a raffle, very small raffle, where you will win at some point a nice gift card to the SGPN merch store, which is brand new and pretty fire. Check it out. Yeah, check out the College Basketball Experience. And like I said, subscribe to this thing on YouTube, folks, the College Experience on YouTube, and all of our other feeds. All right. Sports Gambling Podcast. Just had Pat McAfee on the show. We had Mike Leach on the show, Phil Steele. We're already doing NFL future or game by game. Like you, just like we're doing here with Temple, you could find that for the Philadelphia Eagles. You could find that for the New York Jets, the New York Giants, the Washington Redskins. We got you covered. So check out the Sports Gambling Podcast as they go through all 32 NFL teams. Also, check out our whole feed, folks. I mean, a lot NBA Gambling Podcast with Terrell Furman Jr. It's fantastic work over there. MLB Gambling Podcast, Phillies fans. All right, we're in the middle of baseball season right now. Check out the MLB Gambling Podcast. Check out the Golf Gambling Podcast. Summertime right now, you got golf, MLB, you got tennis gambling podcast, you got CFL, Canadian Football League. Check out the CFL gambling podcast. If you're a Philadelphia Stars fan, the USFL gambling podcast, which I host as well, check out that. And all of our feeds. I mean, shit. I mean, fantasy football drafts right around the corner. Fantasy football gambling podcast. Check it all out, folks. All right. And hop in the Discord channel. There's nothing like sweating out some bets. I don't care where you are at in life. All right. I've been in whether it's I've been home with my parents when I was a 20 year old kid or 18 year old kid or whatever. Right. Or I've been, you know, on a date, you know, but I've had a bet going, you know what I mean? Like you could be wherever life throws you. We all have, if you're a gambling man, you're in these spots where you're just like, hey, you know, yeah, I'm on this date and I'm, you know, I'm talking to somebody and all of a sudden, you know, I'm watching the TV at the bar in the background subtly to see if my, my Orioles are going to win the game. You know, even now I'm a married guy and I'm out there, you know, with my wife, we'll go out and all of a sudden I'm just pulling out my cell phone. Oh, are we doing this? Hop in the Discord channel. I'm telling you, cause there's a bunch of us doing that. It's a lot of fun to sweat out some bets with us, no matter the sport. I don't care if it's fucking sumo wrestling. It's in there. Trust me. Check out go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. All right, folks, this is the Temple Owls season preview on the College Football Experience. I'm on the under. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
Olympics. Doesn't matter who wins, because they're all losers.
I didn't come here to study.
I didn't come here to study.
This thing sucks. It really sucks.